the Mammoth Spring Bears and Coach Dustin Tinsley for the Summersville Wildcats. We'll get the starters here as they take the floor. Bears, as the higher seed, will be the home team on the scoreboard. They are in those home white uniforms, trimmed in blue, blue lettering. And they will be going left or right on our radio dial. The Wildcats in those road black, trimmed in yellow, yellow lettering on the jerseys, and they'll go from right to left. We are set for the introductions here. And we'll get them as they are announced here by the PA announcer here at Kabul High School. Looking forward to this ball game. It's a late Christmas present. Get to enjoy some good high school basketball. First player out is number one. That is Terry Berry. Next player out is number 10, Anthony Tuttle. Number 11 is Paxton Hunter. Number 20, that is Mason Barnes. And the final player, number 33, is Reed Pfeiffer. Those are your starters for the Wildcats. Now we'll get the starters for the Mammoth Spring Bears. First one out is Rice Nicholson, number 4. Number 12 is Colton Boddy. Number 22, Caleb Michaels, the big man for Mammoth Spring. Gavin Vandiver, number 24, and Braxton Sneed, the senior, number 34 for the Mammoth Spring Bears. We are just about set to go here with the Bears and the Wildcats. Caleb Michaels will step into the center circle. He'll jump it up with Paxton Hunter. Michaels with a little bit of a height advantage. The two big men step into the center circle, standing on the bulldog here at half court. We are just about set to go. Referees directing traffic. Now they'll step in. Ball in the air, and the tip is controlled by the Bears. Mammoth Springs, Colton Boddy playing the point out front. Gives it to Sneed on the right side. He'll come back across to Nicholson, trying to work that ball inside to Michaels. Back over. Boddy for three. It's on the way. It's no good. Fight for the rebound, controlled by big number 11, Paxton Hunter. Summersville a chance to get on the board first here. They bring it back up the floor. Berry on the dribble. He's guarded by Colton Boddy. And a steal by Sneed. Braxton all the way to the basket. He's going to be fouled. Nice defensive play there by Braxton. He read that pass all the way. Jumped in the passing lane. Had a layup, and all they could do was foul him to stop him from getting an easy two. That foul on Terry Berry, his first. The Bears, Sneed, will have a chance to get the first points of the ball game. Braxton makes the first. His first point puts the Bears up 1-0 over the Summersville Wildcats, 7:28 to play first quarter. He'll set for the second shot. It is on the way, off the rim, no good. Rebound tipped out by Vandiver, but chased down by Berry. Berry brings it into front court, picked up there by Colton Boddy. Colton, good defense all over him there. He'll bring it back out. They give it to Hunter. Hunter with Vandiver on him, kicks it back out to Berry. Berry goes baseline. He's cut off. Back out to Hunter. Those are the only two that have touched the ball. Hunter to the basket. Puts it up, puts it in. Nice play by Paxton Hunter. He puts the Summersville Wildcats up 2-1. Colton Boddy with the basketball gives it off to Sneed. Sneed looking inside. He'll bring it back out, top of the key between the circles. Gives it around to Nicholson. Nicholson bounce pass in the middle to Michaels. He'll power it up. Can't get it to go. And a good rebound there by number 10. That's Tuttle. Back up the floor. Hunter. They swing it around in the corner to Tuttle. Back out to Hunter. Now to number 33. That's Pfeiffer. Back to Hunter. Hunter looks like their go-to guy here. They've been trying to get him the ball. Give it back to Berry out front. He's guarded by Colton Boddy. Back out. They swing it around to Hunter. Hunter thought about the three. Almost another steal by Sneed. He was shooting into that passing lane. Couldn't get it. And quickly the Wildcats work it back around the outside. This is in Missouri. No shot clock. Of course, the Bears used to that 35-second shot clock. So they're trying to be patient here on defense. And Summersville takes their time. And a big three-pointer from number 33. That's Pfeiffer. And he puts the Wildcats up 5-1. Mammoth Spring with the basketball. Sneed picks up the dribble. He needs help. Works it in high post. Back out to Colton Boddy. His shot no good. Fight for the rebound. It's loose on the floor. And Kidd back out. Excuse me. Controlled by the Mammoth Spring Bears. Braxton Sneed with it. Braxton on the dribble. Gives it to Nicholson on the right wing. His pass across the floor. Almost stolen. And then taken back by the Mammoth Spring Bears. Colton Boddy. Back out to Sneed. And another steal. Berry with it. Berry backs it back out. Three-pointer on the way is off the rim, no good. Rebound by Michaels. He'll give it to Sneed up to Boddy. Colton pushing the ball up the floor, spins into the lane, kicks it back out. Bears having a little trouble getting their offense going here early. Played almost half a quarter. Have yet to get a field goal until then. Colton Boddy changes that with a running 2-2 from the baseline. Makes it 5-3. Somersville with the lead and the basketball. Number 20 with the basketball. That is Barnes. Barnes will give it to Hunter. Hunter, top of the key, guarded by Vandiver. Back out to Barnes. Barnes with Sneed on him. Looking inside. Trying to get free. Hands off to Tuttle. Tuttle will give it back out to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer with Colton Boddy all over him. Out at half court. Pass over into the corner. Berry thought about the three. Didn't take it. Somersville real patient here on offense, making several passes here before they even look at a shot. Pass across the floor to Berry. He works it around top of the key, kicks it back out to Barnes. Now to Hunter. Hunter gets a screen. Gets the ball off to Tuttle. He goes to the basket, holds up, kicks it back out. Pfeiffer for three. That's no good. And the long rebound is going to go out of bounds. Touched last by the Mammoth Spring Bears. Number three checking in now. That is Gaston, Kaysen Gaston. He'll check in for Somersville. As the Wildcats inbound, down to 3:48. A slow start to this one. With the basketball, Berry. He'll hand off to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer backs it back out. Colton Boddy all over him. Pass into the corners, tipped by Rice Nicholson out of bounds. Bears really playing in those passing lanes. They've got one steal, but they've been just a little short on the others. Bears to inbound. They bring it into Nicholson. I think there was some confusion on whose ball it was. Good rebound there by Vandiver, but he couldn't get the follow-up to go, and the rebound's pulled down by Somersville. Back up the floor. Pfeiffer fires another three. That's off the rim. No good. Fight for the rebound. Pulled down by Tuttle. He'll kick it back out, and Somersville will set up the offense. Hunter drives down the lane, puts the shot up on the run. It's good. Hunter's second field goal. He's got four. And the referee is making one of the players come out for some reason. Oh, he's had a chain on, a necklace on. So he has to come out. 7-3, 4 points. Somersville lead. Mammoth Spring basketball. Rice Nicholson will take the inbound. He'll give it right back to Braxton Sneed. Braxton back to Rice, and it's through his hands and out of bounds. Bears careless passes here. Turned the ball over a lot here. Would not, if this continues in the second quarter, would not want to be in that locker room at halftime with Coach Cooper. He's not going to be happy with this start that the Bears have had. Berry has to get it across half court. Almost a 10 count. And almost a steal there by Sneed as they tried to work it into Hunter. Back out to Berry. Berry on the dribble. He's guarded by Colton Boddy. Swings it around. They give it in the corner to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer with Aiden Matheny on him. Aiden just checked in. He came in for Nicholson, I believe. Somersville with the basketball. They work it around into the corner. Driving in, back out, Hunter with it. He's going to fire for three. Paxton Hunter in and out, rebound pulled down by Gavin Vandiver. That's a good-looking shot. Hunter was wide open. Colton Boddy gets the ball up to Sneed. Sneed underneath to Michaels. Michaels going to power it up and in. Caleb got free underneath, and he ain't going to miss many of them. Makes it a two-point ball game now, 7-5. Somersville with the lead and the basketball, and they are really cutting it close there on getting it across on the 10 count. Berry kicks it back out to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer pass over. Three-pointer on the way is no good. Fight for the rebound, pulled down by Snead. That three shot by Ross, who had just checked in. Ryan Ross. Bears with the basketball. Braxton Snead across to Matheny. Matheny thought about the three, didn't take it. Works it into Vandiver. He'll power it up and in. The Bears starting to work their size inside now. Tied up at seven. Berry will come back up the floor, picked up by Boddy. Gives the ball off now to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer guarded by Matheny. He gets free. He's cut off and a good steal there, stepping in Colton Boddy. He'll give the ball back to Braxton Snead. Back up to Boddy. They come up the right sideline into the middle. Two Somersville players run head on, and they're both down holding their heads. Hopefully they're okay. They went head to head at the free throw line, both of them going for that steal. Great effort, but they're paying for it right now. Number three, Gaston is up. He seems to be okay. But the other player is still down on the floor. They're going to have to get him off the floor. Number 13, Rylan Ross. And they hit hard. And he's being helped to the sideline. Hopefully Rylan's okay. It will be Somersville basketball on the turnover. Mammoth Spring trying to work it inside to the bigs. Tried to force that one a little bit. Down to a minute 12 left, first quarter. Somersville with the basketball. Pfeiffer on the dribble. He's going to bring it across half court. Crosses half court, gives it on the wing to Berry. Down in the corner to Hunter. Hunter with Braxton Snead on him. Good matchup there. Two really good players. Back across. They swing it. Pfeiffer with it. Pfeiffer gets it right back after passing it off to Barnes. Now out to Berry. Berry backs it back out. Down to 46 seconds. Looks like Somersville going to play for the final shot of the quarter. The shot is blocked. Great defensive play. Gavin Vandiver, as he took that one off the glass. Bears have the basketball underneath. Vandiver on a bullet feed from Braxton Snead. Vandiver now with four, and the Bears are up by two, 9-7. Berry out front. He's guarded by Colton Boddy. He'll hand it off to Barnes, out to Hunter, down to 18 seconds to play in the quarter. As Hunter looks up at the clock, he's going to hold on to it here for the final shot of the quarter. Hunter guarded by Snead, trying to get free, takes it in the lane. Jumper up is no good. Fight for the rebound. It's going to be controlled by Colton Boddy. Colton at half court, off the glass, no good. Your score at the end of one, 9-7. Mammoth Spring leading Somersville. Back with your second quarter in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
It's that time of year again, and everywhere you go, people are rooting for their favorite team. At Arkansas Farm Bureau Insurance, we want to be your favorite team. That's why we created Favorites, great new rates with the same great service. To find out if you qualify for Favorites, call your local Farm Bureau insurance agent today or get a free quote online at favorites.com. Arkansas Farm Bureau Insurance. Go with the home team.
I'm Seth Godwin, your Arkansas Farm Bureau agent for auto, home, and life insurance.
What put you in such a good mood?
Well, you know how competitive the couple next door is?
Yeah.
Well, he saw our flooring installers pull away yesterday and started bragging about their new floors. Get this, they chose laminate flooring instead of wood. He said they saved a bundle. I just smiled. It's a false savings. They're going to have to replace those floors in 7 to 10 years. Our wood floors will last a lifetime, and when we sell our house, we'll get more and sell faster.
Choosewood.com.
Welcome back again to Cabool High School as we get ready to start the second quarter. It will be Somersville basketball. 9-7, Mammoth Spring with a two-point lead. Somersville led for most of that first quarter. The Bears took the lead late. On a shot inside from Gavin Vandiver to take a 9-7 lead. Berry out front. He's guarded by Rice Nicholson. Bears extending this defense here. Tuttle with it. He picks up his dribble. Needs help. Gets it to Hunter. Hunter guarded by Snead, and we got a whistle and a pushing foul called on the Mammoth Spring Bears, and we'll see number four, Rice Nicholson, going to be called for the foul, the first on the Bears. Somersville yet to be called for a foul. It's been a pretty clean first half of basketball. Inbound play. Barnes with it. He's guarded by Vandiver. Holds on to it, dribbling around the outside of the three-point line. Vandiver comes out to get him. They swing it into the corner. Pfeiffer now. Pfeiffer with Caleb Michaels on him. Difference in size there, about a foot. Michaels, big man, guarding the point guard outside. Bears switching everything. Hunter faked the shot, goes to the basket, puts it up, puts it in. Nice move by Paxton Hunter. He's got 6 points. 6 of the 9 for the Summersville Wildcats. Bears back on offense. Braxton looks at that zone defense. He'll take it to the left side, gives it to Matheny. Back out to Snead. Snead around to Nicholson. He'll fire the three, and it's good. Rice Nicholson nails the three. His first points of the ball game, and the Bears are up by three now, 12-9. Berry with it, gives it off to Hunter. Hunter looking inside. A lot of screening going on. Trying to free up someone on this weave that they're running outside. Barnes has it. He has Vandiver on him. Looking for help. Gives it off to Hunter. Snead on him. Braxton Snead has been guarding Hunter most of the way here. Pass into the middle. No good. Rebound pulled down by Gavin Vandiver, and he's going to be fouled. Wild shot by the Wildcats. Vandiver pulled down the rebound. Number three is back in the ball game. That's good to see. Gaston, Casey Gaston. He was one of the two that hit heads at the free throw line in that first quarter. Inbound play here. Vandiver up to Matheny. Matheny breaks the defense, gives it off. Oh, and Caleb was thinking dunk, and he shuffled his feet a little bit as he went up to jam that one. And the Bears turn it over. It'll go back the other way. And he forgot to dribble. He was trying to get his feet set so he could go up strong. With the basketball, Tuttle outside. Tuttle gives it off to Hunter. Hunter hands off now. They swing it around the outside. Tuttle to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer on the dribble. He's guarded by Michaels. Back out to Berry. They swing it around the outside. Tuttle now on the switch, guarded by Michaels. They give it to Hunter. Hunter with Braxton Snead on him. Back to Berry. Summersville running a lot of time on each possession. They're trying to get a good shot here. Now they take a 30-foot three-pointer, as I say that, and the rebound's going to go out of bounds. Save back in. It's going to be touched last by Summersville. It'll be Mammoth Spring basketball. So the Bears get the ball back, looking at full court pressure here. Michaels will give it to Snead, and Summersville will back off, and they'll pick him up at half court. Matheny with it. Matheny back out to Snead. Over to Nicholson. Nicholson thought about the three. They give it to Matheny. He's going to go to the basket. Lost the ball on the dribble, and is picked up by number three, Gaston. Good steal by Summersville. Back up the floor. Pfeiffer on the dribble. He's trying to get to the basket, has to back it back out, gives it to Berry, back out to Hunter. Hunter thought about the three, didn't take it, as Snead quickly jumped out on it. Bears switching everything here on these screens. Everybody doing a good job here moving their feet. It's been a low scoring ball game. Both teams with some good defense. Into the basket. Hunter now will shoot the three. It's good. Hunter's going to tie it up. He's got 9 points, and Coach Cooper wants a timeout. Tied at 12. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, here for every Ozark athlete with a team of 7 expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzers team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
Welcome back here to Kabul High School. Again, I want to thank our boosters for Bear Basketball. They include Allen Supported Living, Charlotte Allen in Thayer, Dr. Scott Ream at Ream Optometry in Thayer, Penny Lane Accounting in Thayer, Alton Bank and Branch Bank of Birch Tree, State Line Plaza Restaurant and Fuel Center, Community First Banking Company, West Plains Mountain Grove in Thayer, Thayer Ready Mix, Carter Funeral Home in Thayer and West Plains, and Big D's Barbecue LLC and Catering in Thayer, 417-280-7466. Bears break the pressure. They have it in the front court. Now Snead with it into the corner. They try to work it in to Vandiver and threw it just out of his reach and out of bounds. Turnover on Mammoth Springs. 4:15 left to play in this first half. Mammoth Springs and Summersville all tied up at 12. Summersville's done a good job at dictating the pace. They do not want to get out and run with these Bears. And with the basketball, Gaston out front. He'll give it to Hunter. Hunter having a big first quarter. He has 9 of their 12. Gives it to Barry. His shot no good. Rebound by Michael. He'll give it to Snead. Bears content here to walk the ball up the floor, not trying to push it. Braxton on the dribble out front. Takes it to the right side. Now goes back left. Gives it over to Matheny. Matheny back out to body. Colton back to Matheny. Aiden thought about the shot. Didn't take it. Shovel pass inside. Gets it into Vandiver. He gets it back and goes up and in. Gavin missed the first. Managed to get his own rebound and go back up strong for that second one. With a basketball, Terry Berry. He crosses half court. They swing it around into the corner to Tuttle. Tuttle looking inside, trying to get it out to Hunter. They give it back to Berry, guarded by Colton Boddy. Colton guarding him all over the floor. Three-pointer on the way is no good. Fight for the rebound controlled by Aiden Matheny. He gives it out to Snead. Braxton pushing the ball down the right side. He'll stop on the baseline, looking inside. Back out to Boddy, back to Snead. He was wide open, didn't take the three. And now they're going to get him for a charge. Braxton put the shoulder into the chest of the Summersville player, drew the charge for Braxton. That'll be his first. Second on the Bears. And the Summersville Wildcats come back up the floor, trailing by two. Berry with the basketball. He's picked up at half court by Boddy. Looking for a screen. Gets it. Still can't get free. Colton all over him. They work it into the corner to Hunter. Hunter's going to pull for three. His shot no good. Fight for the rebound. Controlled by Colton Boddy. Colton with the basketball. He'll give it over to Braxton Snead. Back to Boddy. Colton all the way at the basket. Can't get it to go. And the rebound comes out long to Summersville. Missed layup and then the follow no good. The ball's out of bounds. And it's touched last by Summersville. Braxton did a good job avoiding a foul there. He just challenged the shot and tried to stay away. Inbound play here, Nicholson. He'll give it back to Snead. Now up to Matheny. Matheny underneath to Michaels, and Michaels is mauled down low. Berry trying to stop him from getting that ball down on the blocks there. For Berry, that's going to be his second. Actually, his first foul, second on the team. Inbound play here. Matheny has it top of the key. Aiden gives it off to Nicholson. He's going to fire for three. That's in and out, no good. And a good box out and rebound there by the Summersville Wildcats. Paxton Hunter with a basketball. Hunter thought about the three. They jump out on him. Back to Tuttle. The ball slapped away, stolen by Matheny. Good defense by Aiden. Back up the floor. Matheny spins, goes to the basket, puts it up, puts it in. Beautiful move by Aiden Matheny. Took the contact. Managed to get it off the glass for two, and the Bears with their biggest lead it by four now, 16-12. Summersville, Paxton Hunter with a basketball. Drives to the basket, puts it up, can't get it to go. Fight for the rebound, controlled by Michaels. Off to Snead. Snead up to Nicholson. Back to Snead, and the Bears will set up the offense. Summersville back in that zone. They want to deny that ball into the post where the Bears have the two big men. And Michaels and Vandiver. Matheny back out. They swing it around to Snead. Underneath to Michaels. Michaels is tripped. Hell, they called him for the double dribble. Looked like maybe some feet got tangled up there. He fell down. And the turnover goes back to Summersville. 59 seconds left in this first half. Summersville will inbound the basketball, trying to cut into a four-point Mammoth Spring lead. Pfeiffer walks the ball up the floor. Pfeiffer guarded by Rice Nicholson gets a screen. takes it to the left side. He'll hand off to Gaston. Gaston picks up the dribble. Gets it off to number 40, who just checked in. That's Hamilton. Ball underneath to Hunter. He can't get it to go. And we got a travel. Turnover on Summersville. Gaston took it too far underneath there. Turned the ball over. Bears will get it back. Leading by four. 35 seconds left to play in this first half, and they may go for the final shot here of this first half. Sneed with it. Braxton looking inside. He'll back it back out, all the way back out to the Bulldog at half court. Gives it to Matheny. Aiden drives into the lane. Pull-up jumper is off the glass. No good. Rebound by Michaels. Michaels going to power it back up and in and draw a foul. He's just too big when he gets it in there. Michaels will go to the line here to try to complete a three-point play with 14 seconds left in the half and trying to increase a six-point Bear lead. Berry checks back in as Gaston now will come out. That foul was on number 20, his first. Barnes, Mason Barnes. Free throw by Caleb Michaels is no good. Goes out of bounds, and the ball will belong to the Summersville Wildcats with 13 seconds left in this first half of play. Bears by six, 18-12. Berry gets it off to Hunter. Paxton Hunter on the dribble, trying to get free. He's looking at the clock, pulls up for the jumper. That's no good. And the Bears get the rebound at the half. Your score, 18-12. Mammoth Spring leading Summersville. We'll take a break. Back with your first half stats in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hello, neighbors. I'm Travis Tooley. My real estate journey with Solomon Cornelius began several years ago as a part-time agent until I purchased my own office. Solomon and Kimmy have always remained close, loyal friends. After a few years on my own, I decided to make the move back to Monarch Realty. How you're treated matters is their slogan, what they live by, and how I do business as well. For all your real estate needs, remember Monarch Realty, because how you're treated does matter. Join our team today.
Bank of Salem proudly supports our area schools. Sports help develop discipline, respect, sportsmanship, and hard work, which will play a great part in a student-athlete's future. They are especially proud of the kids that work hard, the coaches that dedicate their time, and the parents that sacrifice so much so that their kids have the opportunity to play sports. Bank of Salem is a proud supporter of the Mammoth Spring boys and girls basketball teams. Member FDIC. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
At Mammoth Springs School District, we believe in winning both on the basketball court and in the classroom. From our dedicated teachers to our innovative programs, we're proud to prepare our students for a brighter future. With our focus on individual growth, we provide the personal attention every student deserves to succeed. Whether it's academics, athletics, or the arts, we're committed to helping our students achieve their full potential. Remember, as we cheer on the Bears this season, greatness starts here. Mammoth Springs School District, empowering today, inspiring tomorrow. Go Bears!
FNBC wants to be your business banking partner, and we are ready to help your business thrive. From commercial loans to help you launch or expand your business, to personalized financial advice, we can help. At FNBC, we value relationships and creating customized financial solutions that allow you to run your business more efficiently. Stop in and see us at any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri, or visit us online at fnbc.us for more information.
You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
And again, welcome back here to Cabool High School. We are at the half. It is 18-12. Mammoth Spring with a six-point lead. This game started slow. Summersville led for most of that first quarter. Bears managed to take a two-point lead at the end of the quarter, 9-7. And then in the second quarter, Bears outscored the Summersville Wildcats 9-5. And lead it now by six, 18-12. Your score here at the end of the first half. Looking at your first half scoring for Summersville, they were led by Paxton Hunter. Paxton had 9 of their 12 3 points for Reed Pfeiffer. For Mammoth Spring, good balance scoring led by Gavin Vandiver, who had 6. And then 4 points for Caleb Michaels, 3 for Rice Nicholson, 2 points apiece for Aiden Matheny, and Colton Boddy, and 1 point for Braxton Sneed. This has been a defensive battle. Both teams patient on offense, taking their time, working the ball around the outside, trying to get that that easy basket. And so we haven't had a whole lot of scoring in the ball game so far. Again, we are at the half. This is the third game on the day. It's going to be a busy day of basketball. And it'll all wind down with a final game tonight. The Alton Comets and the Mansfield Lions. We'll have that one for you right here on K-Country 95 around 7:30. These games earlier were running a little bit ahead as far as they were finishing earlier, but they're putting time on the clock so they start about the right time. But so we could, we probably expect to start that Alton game right on time at around 7:30. Things continue to go like they have so far. Again, Alton and Mansfield. We are at the half. Your score 18-12. Mammoth Spring with a 6-point lead over Summersville. We'll have more from Cabool High School coming up in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ready to change your life? Get started at Ozarka College. If you're looking for technical training or want to take courses to transfer to a university, Ozarka has a plan for you. Need a flexible schedule? Ozarka's online offerings make it really easy. Best of all, at Ozarka, students matter and your education is affordable. Apply today at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, life-changing.
I'm Taylor Grubaugh. I am the sixth generation of my family to live right here in the Ozarks, and my roots run deep growing up on our family farm. Stop by and see us here at your locally owned Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC dealership in West Plains.
Together, let's drive.
And get great buys from the nice guys.
It's where to go and buy a car. It's service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative wants our members to know how to stay safe. If you're in an accident with an electric pole, stay put and call 911. Any downed lines could be energized. Remain inside until line technicians have removed the lines. If the vehicle is on fire, jump free from the vehicle and hop away with both feet together. You cannot touch the vehicle and ground at the same time. This safety message is brought to you by North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative, keeping our members safe.
It's that time of year again, and everywhere you go, people are rooting for their favorite team. At Arkansas Farm Bureau Insurance, we want to be your favorite team. That's why we created Favorites, great new rates with the same great service. To find out if you qualify for Favorites, call your local Farm Bureau Insurance agent today or get a free quote online at favorites.com. Arkansas Farm Bureau Insurance. Go with the home team.
I'm Seth Godwin, your Arkansas Farm Bureau agent for auto, home, and life insurance.
Welcome back again to Cabool High School. Both teams are back out getting warmed up and ready to go for our second half of basketball here, the Mammoth Spring Bears and the Summersville Wildcats. Again, first half a real defensive battle. Nobody in any real foul trouble for either team. It was a pretty clean played first half of basketball between these two teams. It went back and forth. Summersville led early. Mammoth Spring ends up taking a 6-point lead at the half, 18-12, still anybody's ball game with a lot of basketball left to be played. And there's a lot of basketball left to be played here at Cabool High School. Immediately following this game, it'll be the Eminence Red Wings and Gainesville Bulldogs. Then Liberty will play Dora in the next game, followed by Licking and Plato. And then Pocahontas will play Houston. And the final game, like we said, Alton and Mansfield. Well, both teams out getting ready to go. We still have a little over 2 minutes left here in this halftime break. Gives us another opportunity to say thank you to all of our boosters for Mammoth Spring Bear Basketball. They include Big D's Barbecue LLC and Catering in Thayer, 417-280-7466. Carter Funeral Home in Thayer and West Plains. Thayer Ready Mix, Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. State Line Plaza Restaurant and Fuel Center, Alton Bank and Branch Bank of Birch Street, Penny Lane Accounting in Thayer, Scott Ream at Ream Optometry in Thayer, Allen Supported Living, Charlotte Allen in Thayer, Fred O'Neill, Attorney at Law and 11 Point River Title Company in Thayer, Cooper 7C Family Farm in Mammoth Spring, Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Services Thayer, Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer, Thayer Walmart, Legacy Auto Body and Towing in Thayer, Farm Bureau agent Zach Barton in Thayer and Alton, Forstler's in Thayer and Ash Flat, and Clary Funeral Home in Thayer and Alton. Those are your boosters for Bear Basketball. We'll take one more quick break. We'll be back with your second half in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
It's time to play Timber Trivia. True or false, real wood floors last 100 years or more. If you said true, good for you. Laminate flooring fumbles in the first quarter. True or false, your home sells much faster with real wood floors than with fake wood or carpeting. True. True or false, bamboo flooring makes sense. No way, sports fans. Bamboo is a grass. Turf belongs on the field. For flooring, say timber. Visit choosewood.com.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of seven dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24-7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Back again here at Kabul High School as we get ready to go with the second half in the third game of the annual Kabul Holiday Tournament. Earlier today in the first two games, top-seeded Norwood cruised to an easy win over Kabul 88-24. And in a tough one, good game I watched here just before we came on, it was the Salem Tigers with a win over Winona 50-45. And this has been a good one so far. Mammoth Spring and Summersville fighting it out here. Bears will have the ball as we start this second half of play. Looks like both teams going back to their starters here for the second half. Bears will inbound. Colton Boddy into Braxton Sneed. Braxton right back to Colton. And back to Braxton, and they work it around. Nicholson behind the three-point line, works it in the middle. Nice cut into the middle. A beautiful play by the Bears. Gets Caleb Michaels an easy two. He's got six. He has six. Vandiver has six. They're two big men for Mammoth Spring. Barnes takes it to the basket, puts it up. Can't get to go. Rebound by Michaels. Good defense there by Gavin. Vandiver didn't go for the fake. Just stood his ground, held his hands up, and challenged the shot. Rice Nicholson with it. Nicholson out to Sneed, to Boddy, back to Nicholson. Rice thought about the three, didn't take it. He'll bring it back out and threw it behind Sneed. It's going to go out of bounds on the other end of the floor. Turnover on the Bears. Just threw it behind Braxton. There was no way he could get to it. The ball rolled out at the other end of the floor. Barry throws it in to Hunter. Hunter with Sneed on him. Picks up his dribble. Gets it back out to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer for three. That's on the way. No good. And Michaels rips down another rebound. Off now to Sneed. Braxton calls out the play. Gives it over to Colton Boddy. Colton thought about the three. Didn't take it. Drives in. Kicks it out to Sneed. He'll go baseline. And we're going to get a foul called on Tuttle. Got his hands out on Sneed as Sneed went by him on that baseline. And Pfeiffer was headed the other way. He thought that was a travel. Coming back into the ball game, Tuttle just picked up his third, so coming back in is number three, that is Gaston. Bears set to inbound, 8-point lead. Inbound play, they work it into Michaels, who powers it up and in. Caleb now with 8 points to lead Mammoth Spring in scoring, and it's a 10-point lead. Paxton Hunter with the basketball. He's guarded by Michaels out front, swings it around to Gaston. Bears switch now, Sneed back on Hunter. Hunter with the ball. He goes baseline. Good help there by Michaels, and the shot's up and in. Beautiful shot by Paxton Hunter. He's in double figures with 11. First player for either team in double figures. Bears moving the ball up the floor. They'll give it off to Sneed. Sneed around to Boddy. Colton's going to fire for three. It's good. Colton, his second field goal. He's got five. And the Bears are back up by 11, 25-14. Barry on the dribble, gets the screen, goes baseline. They get it back out to Hunter. He'll fire for three. That's in and out, no good. And Michaels rips down another rebound. I don't know. I'm not keeping up with rebounds. Don't know how many he's got, but he's got to be getting close to double-figure rebounds. Rice Nicholson, bounce pass underneath to Vandiver. He turns, puts the shot up. It rolls off the rim. Great hustle by Michaels. Gets the rebound, throws it back in. It's chased down by Colton Boddy. Off the Snead, over to Nicholson. He's going to fire for three. It's good. Rice's second three. He's got six, and the Bears starting to pull away a little. Have a 14-point lead. Timeout taken. We'll take a break. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hello, this is Heidi Rader. You may know me from the 13 years I spent with Vantage Real Estate. Recently, I began exploring options for our agency's future. We have joined forces with Solomon Cornelius and Kimmy Condor with Monarch Realty. Because seriously, who wouldn't want to work with them? With Monarch, we are creating more opportunities for our clients than ever before. Give us a call at Monarch Realty in West Plains, because how you're treated matters. Let us treat you like royalty.
Selling the American dream, one home at a time. Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
And again, welcome back to Kabul High School. Bears come out in this third quarter, and they have taken control. They have outscored the Wildcats in this third, 10-2. And we're just 2 minutes in, 2.5 minutes, actually. Back out on the floor. Bears ready to go. It will be Summersville basketball. They'll bring it the length of the floor. Gaston will trigger the ball in. He'll bring it in to Barry, and Barry has been running the point. He'll bring it up the floor. It has been all Paxton Hunter for Summersville. He has 11 of their 14. The other three came off a three-pointer from Pfeiffer. Hunter looking inside, holds it above his head, drives in the lane, kicks it back out. They swing it back around. Barry for three. That's no good. Rebound again, Caleb Michaels. Caleb doing a good job protecting the boards here for Mammoth Spring. Colton Boddy with it. Gives it off to Matheny. Matheny back to Boddy. Colton looking inside. Lobs it underneath. Beautiful pass. Oh, all alone. Sneed couldn't get it to go, and the rebound's pulled down by Summersville. I don't think Braxton realized how open he was on that. Gaston out to Hunter. Hunter looking inside. He dribbles. Free throw line. Holds up, kicks it back out to Pfeiffer. They swing it around. Number 40, Hamilton. Inside pass is stolen by Caleb Michaels. Bears with the basketball. Matheny on the dribble, goes to the corner to Colton Boddy. Colton back out to Matheny. Matheny to Snead, now back to Boddy. They work it around. Aiden with the basketball. Back out. Boddy open for three. It's on the way. No good. Fight for the rebound. Oh, and it goes off of Colton's leg and out of bounds. Good hustle, though. Trying to get that offensive rebound. And he was flying down that baseline trying to get that. Couldn't quite save it. Barry will have the basketball, and he'll bring it up the floor. Gives it over to Tuttle. Tuttle back out to Hunter. Paxton Hunter looking for an opening here. They kick it back out to Tuttle, around to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer on the dribble. He'll give it off to Barry. Barry backs it back out. Colton Boddy on him. Colton doing a good job moving his feet. And a steal by Matheny. He almost lost it, gets it back. Aiden will bring it into the front court, gives it to Snead, and they'll set up the offense. Braxton to Matheny. He's going to fire a three. That's no good. Rebound fought for, controlled by Vandiver, and timeout taken by Coach Cooper. Gavin had the ball on the floor. I mean, good thing he got that timeout. Gavin stood up with it, probably would have been called for traveling. 3:19 left in the third. We'll take a break. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
The Bank of Salem proudly supports our area schools. Sports help develop discipline, respect, sportsmanship, and hard work, which will play a great part in a student-athlete's future. They are especially proud of the kids that work hard, the coaches that dedicate their time, and the parents that sacrifice so much so that their kids have the opportunity to play sports. Bank of Salem is a proud supporter of the Mammoth Spring boys and girls basketball teams. Member FDIC. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
We are back again here. It will be Mammoth Spring basketball out of the timeout, leading by 14, 28-14. 3:19 left to play third quarter. Rice Nicholson going to trigger the ball in. He'll bring it in. Works it in to Snead. Snead almost lost it. Picked it back up. Looking for help. Gives it to Matheny. They swing it around now to Nicholson. Nicholson open for three. Can't get the shot to go. Rebounds tipped by Vandiver off to Snead. He'll put it up and in. Good effort there by Gavin. He got a hand on the ball, kept it alive, and it went right to Braxton Snead. Bears by 16 now. Mammoth Spring and Summersville. Hunter going to fire for three, and it's good. This kid's a player. 14 now for Paxton Hunter. Trying to keep his team in it. 13-point Mammoth Spring lead, 30-17. Aiden Matheny back out to Snead, around to Nicholson. Nicholson looking inside, comes back to Matheny. He drives to the basket and loses the ball. Back up the floor, and it's going to be stolen back by Braxton Snead. Good hustle by Snead to get back and pick up that steal. Gives it to Matheny. Matheny inside. They work it down low to Michaels. Michaels, reverse layup, no good, and we're going to have a foul on Gavin Vandiver as he tried to get that offensive rebound. Tough shot there by Caleb Michaels. He was underneath the basket, tried to reverse it, missed it, and Vandiver called for the foul as he tried to pick up the rebound. Hunter with the basketball. He'll give it off to Pfeiffer, back out to Berry. Berry had it slapped away by Nicholson. They work it inside, give it to Hunter. Almost a travel. Back to Barnes, and Barnes will nail the three. Good shot there by number 20, Barnes, his first points of the ball game. And Coach Cooper wants a timeout as the lead's back down to 10. 30-20, back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
At Mammoth Springs School District, we believe in winning both on the basketball court and in the classroom. From our dedicated teachers to our innovative programs, we're proud to prepare our students for a brighter future. With our focus on individual growth, we provide the personal attention every student deserves to succeed. Whether it's academics, athletics, or the arts, we're committed to helping our students achieve their full potential. Remember, as we cheer on the Bears this season, greatness starts here. Mammoth Springs School District, empowering today, inspiring tomorrow. Go Bears!
And again, welcome back to Cabool High School. Bears will have the basketball out of the timeout. Summersville Wildcats not going away here. They were down by as many as 16. They've come back now and cut it to 10 at 30-20. A minute 52 left to play third quarter. And they're working on getting some moisture off the floor at the other end of the court. They want nobody to get hurt. Braxton will inbound the basketball, gives it to Nicholson, back to Snead. Snead back to the Bears' Matheny. Matheny underneath, tried to go up with it, and he's going to draw a foul. Good passing there to break that pressure from the Mammoth Spring Bears, and Aiden Matheny will have his first trip to the free throw line. Aiden has 2 points, scored those in the second quarter. Shot underneath. He'll set. Something there. Aiden was about to shoot. And somebody said something or he heard something. He turned to look back the other way just seconds before he shot it. Set now for the second. It's on the way. It's no good. Rebound pulled down by Berry. He leads back out to 11, 31-20. Berry with Nicholson on him. Gives it to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer has Matheny guarding him. Matheny trying to make the steal. Pfeiffer backs it back out. They give it to Barnes. To Tuttle. They swing it around now to Berry. Berry guarded by Nicholson. Bears really kind of trying to pick up the pressure here. Back out. Barnes wide open for three. Can't get that one to go. And Caleb Michaels had another rebound, but it was knocked out of his hands and out of bounds. So Caleb gets credit there for the rebound. He had it. Just had it knocked away. A minute 11 left to play third quarter. Bears leading by 11. Braxton Snead looks at the pressure, and his pass is knocked away. Almost stolen by Barnes. Not a good pass there. Bears got to take care of the basketball here. They have an 11-point lead. So they'll work here to try to get the ball in again. Still looking. They'll bring it in to Nicholson to Snead. Snead's pass up the floor to Matheny. Messini breaks the pressure, takes it into the front court, now back out. Aiden back around to Michaels. Michaels powers it up and in. Caleb now the first player in double figures for Mammoth Springs. He's got 10. And the Bears lead it by 13. Back out. Summersville with it. Berry spins. They swing it around to Barnes. He thought about the three, didn't take it. Gives it to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer with Matheny on him. Gets the screen. Takes it all the way around the left side into the corner. Back out. Barnes for three. Shot on the way is no good. Michaels come out to challenge that shot. I'm not sure Barnes could see the basket with that big man coming at him. 33-20, 24 seconds left, third quarter. Inbound play here. Snead to Vandiver. Vandiver needs help, gets it over to Snead. Snead drives down the lane, pass off to Nicholson for an easy two. Bears settling down again, back out by 15. The biggest lead, 16. Pfeiffer with the basketball. He'll swing it around to Barnes. He's going to fire for three. That's no good at the buzzer. At the end of three, your score 35-20. Mammoth Spring leading Summersville. We'll take a break. Back with your fourth quarter in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, we pride ourselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. We believe in building strong relationships, and we take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals so we can provide the best service possible. We invite you to stop into any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri to meet our team of dedicated community bankers.
You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
Ozarka College, with campuses in Melbourne, Ash Flat, and Mountain View, has a degree plan just for you. Surgical technology, nursing, automotive, and diesel mechanics, teaching, culinary arts, precision machining, aviation, welding, and the list goes on. And with the Technical Center in Ash Flat and our Welding Center in Mountain View, new opportunities are just around the corner. If you need a flexible schedule, check out Ozarka's many online offerings. Learn more at ozarka.edu. At Ozarka, students matter, and your education is affordable. Ozarka College, life-changing.
Welcome back again to Kabul High School as we get ready to start our fourth quarter of play. It will be Summersville basketball. Hunter will inbound the ball. He'll bring it in to Berry, right back to Hunter. Hunter on the dribble now, guarded by Snead. Picks up the dribble, needs help. Gets it in the corner to number 25 who just checked in. That's Cooper, Malachi Cooper. Back out to Berry. Berry dribbles back out, gives it to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer looking inside. Couple of bounces. He'll swing it around, gives it to Barnes. Barnes back out to Berry. Berry with Colton body on him, hands off to Barnes. Barnes, nobody around him, gives it back to Hunter, and he's got two players on him. Barnes, nice pass back out to Cooper, who hits the three. Malachi Cooper comes in the ball game, makes his first point. It's a 12-point ball game. Still plenty of time here. Bears got to take care of the basketball. Braxton Snead. Braxton on the dribble. Dribbles it all the way back out behind the three-point line. Seven on the left-hand side. Gives it to Matheny inside. And we got a travel. Michaels forgot to put the ball on the floor. And he was wanting to gather and power that one back up. 12-point lead. Still lots of time. 6:50 left to play in this ball game. And the way Hunter's been shooting, he can get them back in a hurry. Paxton Hunter kicks it out. Gives it to Berry. Berry thought about the three, didn't take it. Back out to Hunter. Hunter drives down the lane. Puts the shot up on the run. It's good. Paxton Hunter makes it a 10-point ball game. Bears having problems here getting it in. They finally do. Snead with it. They've got to break this pressure before the 10 count, and they do as Snead crosses half court. He'll hand it off to Colton Boddy. Colton with a basketball, picks it up, gives it to Matheny. Matheny turns, goes to the basket. Oh, missed the layup. Ball's loose on the floor, and diving after it is Vandiver, and he calls the timeout. Great effort by Gavin Vandiver. 6:04 left to play. Bears lead it by 10, 35-25. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
the Bank of Salem, proudly supports our area schools. Sports help develop discipline, respect, sportsmanship, and hard work, which will play a great part in a student-athlete's future. They are especially proud of the kids that work hard, the coaches that dedicate their time, and the parents that sacrifice so much so that their kids have the opportunity to play sports. Bank of Salem is a proud supporter of the Mammoth Spring Boys and Girls Basketball Teams. Member FDIC. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
Welcome back again to Kabul High School. Mammoth Spring will have the basketball out of the timeout. They lead it by 10. They led by 15 to start this quarter. Summersville on a 5-0 lead or 5-0 run here to start the fourth. Snead will cross half court on the dribble. Gets the pass on the wing to Matheny. Matheny with the basketball on his pass and tried to one-hand pass going into the lane. It's taken by Summersville. Not a good pass. Hunter thought about the three. They quickly jump out on him. They swing it around to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer going baseline all the way underneath. Off to Tuttle. Back out. Three-pointer on the way. Is good. Cooper has hit a couple of threes here as he's come in here in the fourth. And it's down to a 7-point ball game. Bears having some trouble here trying to finish this one out. With the basketball, Snead. Gives it off. They go inside to Caleb Michaels. He can't get the shot to go, and now we're going to have a foul called on Vanderbilt. Summersville fans really getting into this one as their team is fighting their way back in it. Down 15 to start the quarter. They've cut it to 7. And Matheny is going to come out as Nicholson checks in. And I'm sure that's after that one-handed pass he tried to make underneath a while ago. Don't think Coach Cooper cared for that too much. Matheny, though, has made some big plays here in this ball game. Hunter fires for three. That's no good. Fight for the rebound, and that's going to be a foul called on Cooper. Malachi Cooper, as he came over the back of Colton Boddy, who did a good job boxing out inside. Colton will trigger the ball in. Full court pressure here from the Summersville Wildcats. Rice Nicholson with the basketball. He'll break the pressure, brings it into the front court. Rice on the dribble, gets it out to Snead. Braxton with the basketball, goes underneath to Michaels. Michaels powers it up and draws the foul. Caleb upset that he couldn't get that one to go. He'll go to the free throw line here, try to give the Bears their first points here in the fourth quarter. We played a little over 3 minutes at the line. Caleb Michaels missed the first one. Bears still looking for their first points of the fourth quarter. It has been all Summersville here late. Second shot by Michaels is on the way, no good. Rebound pulled down by Summersville. So Summersville back into the front court with the basketball. Hunter gives it off to Pfeiffer. Chance to get a little closer here. It's just a 7-point ball game. Barnes with it out front. He's on the dribble, guarded by Vandiver, looking for help. Gives it in to Hunter. Hunter gets the screen, now backs it back out. Back to Tuttle. Tuttle drives around. Gives it to Barnes. Barnes dribble the ball. Now he needs help. Goes into the corner. Back out. Three-pointer on the way by number 25, Cooper. He couldn't get it to go. And good rebound, good decision by Rice Nicholson. He'll back it back out and set up the offense. Bears with the basketball. 4 minutes to go. They lead it by 7. All the way at the basket. Colton Boddy with a beautiful drive to the basket. Colton, and now with 7 in the ballgame. Back to a 9-point Mammoth Spring lead. Bears needed that first point of this fourth quarter. With the basketball, Hunter, he thought about the three, didn't take it. Trying to drive in, he's cut off, kicked it back out to Tuttle, to Barnes. Barnes looking for help. Dribbles, kicks it back out, gives it to Pfeiffer, number 33. Pfeiffer backs out to shoot the three-pointer. And the rebound chased down in the corner and then out of bounds off the hands of Tuttle. Bears will get the basketball. Number 00 checking in now. That is Tucker Bird. Colton Boddy set to trigger the ball in here. Bears got to take care of it. Down to 3:14. They lead it by 9. Braxton Sneed. Braxton into the front court. Stops at the free throw line. Backs it back out. Almost lost the dribble. Gives it up to Colton Boddy. Colton with the basketball. Works it underneath to Michaels. Michaels back out. They swing it around. Sneed with it. Sneed goes baseline. Powers it up and in. Nice play by Braxton Sneed, the big senior. Just his second field goal. He's got 5. And the Bears are back up by 11 with 2:44 to play. Hunter faked the 3. Passes off to Pfeiffer. He's almost lost that ball on the dribble. Gives it back out to Cooper. Cooper to Tuttle. Guarded by Michaels. They'll swing it around. Hunter fires the jumper. No good. And the rebound by Colton Boddy. And he's going to be fouled. Bears will inbound and bring it the length of the floor, full court pressure. 2:24 left to play. Still plenty of time, just an 11-point ball game. Mammoth Spring with the lead. Mammoth Spring to inbound here. Colton Boddy set to trigger the ball in. He'll bring it in to Snead. Snead up the floor to Nicholson. Nicholson, smart decision. He'll back it back out, and he's going to be fouled by Pfeiffer. That is the 4th foul on the Summersville Wildcats. They're trying to get to the limit here so they can put the Bears at the free throw line, and they will with the next foul. Braxton Sneed with the basketball. He'll walk it across half court. No fouls yet. Bears with the basketball. They work it in to Vandiver. Vandiver turns, fires it up and in. Gavin now with 8 points in the ball game. The two big men for Mammoth Spring have been big. Shot on the way is an air ball. Good challenge there by Braxton Sneed, and they said Braxton got a piece of it. He blocked it. I didn't think Hunter was going to miss that badly. Sneed got a fingertip on it, so it will be Summersville basketball. 1:59 to play. It's a 13-point Mammoth Spring lead, 41-28. Inbound play here. Looking to come in, and it's stolen by Nicholson. Nicholson will give it to Sneed, and Sneed, actually it's going to be a timeout called by Coach Cooper. We'll take it with them. Bears by 13, back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Serving Fulton and Sharp counties, the Ozarka College campus and Carpenter Technical Center in Ash Flat offer affordable education and quality training for your career. General studies, IT, criminal justice, teacher education, professions in healthcare, welding, machining, automotive, and diesel mechanics, and more. At Ozarka, students matter, and your education is affordable. Go online to get started at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, life-changing.
And again, welcome back to Cabool High School. Bears leading by 13 with 1:55 to go. If they hold on and win, they'll play at 4:30 tomorrow in the next round of the Cabool Holiday Tournament. They'll play the winner of the Eminence Gainesville game that's coming up immediately following this. So we'll see what the Bears do. Of course, we'll be back here with Bears basketball tomorrow if they win at 4:30. We've got a lot of basketball on the air tomorrow. We'll have to see how it works out. I said we'll be back at 4:30, but we'll have to see how the other teams match up. I know Bears play. Thayer boys and girls both play in tomorrow. Steal by Gaston. Gaston gives it to Tuttle. Back out to Barry. He'll fire for 3. That's no good. Vandiver with the rebound. He's going to give it to Colton Boddy. Bears with the basketball. Probably going to see a foul here, or at least defensive pressure. And then if they can't get the steal, they'll foul. Sneed with it. Sneed. Back out to Nicholson. Bears patient here on offense. No hurry. 1:26 to play. They have a 13-point lead. Sneed has it. Summersville not fouling. Down to 1:18. Sneed. With a basketball. Backs it back out. Drives in. Now backs back out again. Gives it to Nicholson. And Nicholson is going to be fouled. Number 33, Pfeiffer, commits the foul. That's going to put Rice Nicholson at the free throw line. Nicholson with 8 points in the ball game. And the Bears are going to back off and run to the other end of the floor. Nobody's going to line up to rebound here as Nicholson goes to the free throw line. Rice sets for the first. It's on the way. It's good. Rice now with 9 points. Can be the second Bear in double figures here if he can make this one. It's on the way, and it's no good. 9 points for Nicholson. Michaels leads the way with 10. Three-pointer on the way is in and out. No good. Fight for the rebound. Controlled on the floor by the Wildcats, and Coach Tinsley wants a timeout. Down to 56 seconds to play. It's 42-28, 14-point Mammoth Spring lead. We're going to stay right here. I believe it's just a 30 seconds. It's a full timeout, so we'll take it with them. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative wants our members to know how to stay safe. If you're in an accident with an electric pole, stay put and call 911. Any downed lines could be energized. Remain inside until line technicians have removed the lines. If the vehicle is on fire, jump free from the vehicle and hop away with both feet together. You cannot touch the vehicle and ground at the same time. This safety message is brought to you by North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative, keeping our members safe.
And again, welcome back to Cabool High School. Down to 56.8 seconds left to play in this one. It's looking more and more like the Mammoth Spring Bears will advance to the second round here of the Cabool Holiday Tournament. Both these teams will move on to play tomorrow. The Bears in the winner's bracket, the Summersville Wildcats in the consolation bracket if this score holds up. Hunter with a basketball, Paxton gives it back out to Berry. Berry trying to get free, drives in, had the ball slapped away, kicks it back out, shot on the way, no good, rebound by Vandiver. Vandiver will give it to Colton Boddy, he'll give it back to Snead. Bears with a basketball, and I believe they're going to call the foul, and Snead will go to the free throw line. Braxton with 5 points on the night, will shoot two. Trying to build on this 14-point lead. Shot is on the way, and it's good. Snead makes the shot. He's got six now. Braxton will set for the second. It's on the way, and it's off the rim. No good, and the rebound comes out, almost chased down by Snead. Picked up by Berry. We're down to 35 seconds to play. And the lights go out. Off to Hunter. He's going to fire for three, and he can still make them in the dark. As he knocks down the three, makes it a 12-point ball game. We got a foul in the corner. Nicholson is fouled, and we'll go back to the free throw line. Rice, another chance here to get into double figures. He's got 9 points and a chance to build on this 12-point Bear lead. And the players looking around it. Why'd they turn the lights out? Now they come back up about the time Rice shot. That's not good. Rice in double figures with 10. He makes it. He'll set for the second now. It's on the way, and it is good. 11 points for Nicholson to lead the Bears. Inbound play here. Hunter with it. He thought about the three. Didn't take it. Tuttle will take the three. That's no good. Long rebound. Chased down by chased down by Colton Boddy. And Colton is going to try to dribble the clock out here. And they're not going to foul now. Aiden Matheny will just hold on to the basketball. And he threw it to the referee with like 1.3 seconds left. And the referee just holds it. 45-31, your final score. Mammoth Spring Bears with the victory. We're going to take a break. We'll come back to wrap things up here from Cabool High School in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
It's time to play Walk the Plank. True or false? Real wood floors.